ABC Radio Australia.
Now, domestic air travel in Tonga is at a standstill after serious safety concerns grounded the country's only domestic airline, Lurutai. The Civil Aviation Division announced the suspension on Saturday, leaving dozens of tourists and local passengers stranded in the middle of Tonga's peak tourism season. And despite assurances from the Aviation Authority that it is acting with safety in mind, tourism operators are furious. Tonga reporter Marion Kupel has the story.
For New Zealand tourist Lisa Harrington, the announcement came as a shock.
We'd planned to be here a week, so we're due to fly out tomorrow. We learnt yesterday morning that the airline wasn't running.
The 50-year-old from Auckland is stranded in Hapai in Tonga's northeast with her partner. Now, with the country's only domestic airline grounded, they've been forced to change their international flights and book a ferry in order to get home.
I believe it's a 10 to 12 hour trip. I'm not sure what it is, whether it's a cargo ferry or an animal ferry or what it is, but we're on that. Obviously, we are able to get out, but not the experience we wanted. I mean, it cost us $1,000 to change our flights with Air New Zealand for two people. There's an additional two nights accommodation. I think it's going to be a good $2,500 to $3,000 it's going to cost me, plus 2 days off work.
In what Tonga's Civil Aviation Division described as a rare decision, it grounded the government-run airline Lurutai on Saturday after non-compliance in three areas.
So firstly, we found non-compliance with Civil Aviation Rule Parts 145 with relation to the hangar and facilities, and also with personnel, and also with tools and equipment. In terms of about the Lurutai's performance, we found out that work wasn't done in an approved area, location. That was why it was suspended.
That was Tonga's Civil Aviation Division Director, Vinolia Fifitasalesi. She says the decision was not taken lightly, but the company was well aware of the requirements they need to comply.
Travelling public's safety is paramount. I would like to apologize to all the stranded passengers.
The airline suspensions will remain in place until July the 27th, or earlier if all non-compliance is addressed. But the ripple effects are already being felt across the tourism sector. Jason Strickland, a hotel manager in Tongatapu, says the situation could have been avoided.
I think Tonga's so small, we all know what each other had for breakfast. This situation could have been averted, avoided, solved far before this has come to fruition.
And he says the damage to Tonga's reputation may be lasting.
Guests who've travelled from Germany, saved up for a year to come to the Kingdom of Tonga, have no answers. They are furious. Yeah. They will not be coming to Tonga again, and they certainly won't be recommending it.
Lurutai and the minister responsible for the airline have both been contacted for comment. In a statement on social media, Lurutai did not mention the safety concerns, instead saying the flight cancellation were due to an unforeseen circumstances. But the latest incident is not isolated, with Lurutai forced to ground its main aircraft last year after it collided with a cement block on a runway. The airline is also facing financial pressures, with reports circulating earlier this year that it may be close to collapse. Back on Hapai, Lisa Harrington says she will never return to the kingdom, despite being a regular visitor.
No, I'm not coming back to Tonga. Yeah, I'm being genuinely honest with that. I do not want to get on an aeroplane that has had this reputation in the past.
And that was New Zealand tourist Lisa Harrington, ending that report from Marion Kupu in Tonga.